East Oakland can be a tough neighborhood for a kid. It's a landscape designed for industry, not for children, and there aren't many places to play. But a couple of blocks east of the 880 freeway, down 98th Avenue, is a little refuge that serves as a second home and playground for those growing up in East Oakland. It's the East Oakland Boxing Association, and KALW's Nathaniel Johnson has this story from our archives.
The gym is a little smaller than a basketball court, with high ceilings. Years ago, it was an auto body shop, and all the exercise gear bears the marks of years of use. Free weights are pitted with dents. Right now, one 13-year-old is working the speedball, while older boys spot each other to lift weights and do sit-ups in the raised ring. One of the boxers finishes his routine and pulls on his gloves. His name is Christian Palou, and he's pretty much grown up now. But when he first came here, he was just 8 years old. That's when he met the man who started this gym, Stanley Garcia.
I knew Stanley since I was 8 years old. My mother, I don't like to be well too open, but since my family has been clean, I can say certain stuff. My mother used, when she used to, it's traffic drugs or whatever. Mm-hmm. She used to bring me here, and he knew of it. He knew my mother so well that he let me work out and stuff.
It was a safe place for Palou, and people he met there became like family to him.
Stanley Garcia and Paul Wright, they were like the first two men I ever seen as a minority that I can respect and say those were men.
Palou became entranced with boxing, and now he's a serious competitor. He still trains regularly here at the gym. For the toughest kids, boxing provides a way for them to channel the need to prove themselves into discipline. But not all the kids who come here actually come to train, says Coach Jamal Valdez Allen.
Sometimes it's a good excuse. They can say, I'm going to the boxing gym. They won't get teased or anything. I'm going to the boxing gym, even though they're really coming to do homework.
There's a lot more to the East Oakland Boxing Association than just pugilism. But Executive Director Elizabeth Kendall says she knows that the boxing is worth something when it comes to credibility on the street.
This one kid, he's one of those tough kids. You see him on the street and, think, he's up to no good. But he comes here and he can tell his friends, I'm boxing. I'm going to the gym. I'm boxing. There's no questions asked. This kid comes and has learned how to sew, can make jewelry, gets his homework done.
In the building next to the gym, a dozen younger kids are spread out around tables. Some are working with a tutor, a couple are reading, and a few are lying on the stage, meticulously filling in what looks like abstract patterns on a set of pages with paintbrushes.
We're painting a poster for Obama.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to put it on the wall.
So this is going to be Obama? That's when you put all the pieces together?
See? You don't see his eye?
9-year-old D'Angelo seems happy to be making art, but if he gets bored, there's also a computer lab, a library, a fashion and sewing club, and today, he could help make a sweet potato salad.
You see how this one side which you own is white and that side is yellow? You gotta bring them together. I told you, your arm was gonna get tired.
That's Gerard Priestess, known around here as Chef Gerard. One of his students is mixing mayonnaise into the salad. Another is butterflying shrimp. They're preparing a special meal for their Black History celebration.
I'm from the South, so this is the time where, all locally grown organic and health stuff is out the door. You can do it at least once a year. The rest of the year we strictly greens, red, yellows, purples, oranges.
Do you cook for the kids every day?
No, I don't cook for the kids. We cook together.
The kids get a meal every day and they learn to cook it. Like many of the activities here, it's an idea that came from the children themselves. And Chef Gerard says that cooking is a necessary life skill. It's the flip side of physical fitness. If you want to have good nutrition on a budget, you have to learn how to cook.
That dollar hamburger sound pretty good, but really it's not.
That lesson goes beyond the kitchen here, all the way back to the garden behind the gym, where the youth grow their own food. Kendall points out the lettuce and peas and herbs the kids planted in raised beds here. It's a beautiful little garden. The sound of big rigs whooshing by on the other side of the fence only makes it feel more like a sanctuary.
It's amazing how different it feels here.
And it's huge. It's a safe space. We're able to have the kids come out and exercise out here and play in the grass without really worrying about, all the different dangers that are associated with some parks. And it's an oasis, really.
the whole place is an oasis, a place where kids can come for free and do just about everything that kids like to do. The East Oakland Boxing Association manages to keep this all patched together and moving by writing grants and receiving help from foundations and community members. When Stanley Garcia first opened his gym back in 1984, he wanted to do much more than make great boxers. He wanted to make great human beings. And so the gym grew to meet the demands of the youth. And so when Mina Najim, the program's art director, looks around the kids painting and reading, she sees something that you might not associate with a boxing gym.
And I always feel like this place right here is like our living room. You know, when Chef Gerard cooks, I think he cooks like, you know, he's cooking for his own kids. And I treat the kids the way my mom treated me, kindness and love.
Kindness and love may seem like an odd thing to combine with boxing, but for the kids, it works. In a way, it's been the kids who have designed this place. The adults have just followed their direction, trying to meet the needs when the children say they need access to a computer or a place to make art or after-school snacks. And this eclectic combination allows other unlikely combinations to work as well. Coaches say that sometimes even rival gang members will come into the gym, drop their colors, and work out peacefully side by side. For Cross Currents, I'm Nathaniel Johnson.
Last October, the East Oakland Boxing Association's president, Frank Rose, died. And so did the funding he worked to get every year. Now the association's struggling to make the $200,000 it needs to stay open till the end of the year, and it might have to shut down. If you want to contribute, we'll show you how at KALW.org.